Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is James 2, the verses 1 to 7. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, "You can stand over there, or else sit on the floor." Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? My theme for reflection is faith beyond appearances. Dear friends, in James 2, 1 to 7, the scripture highlights the danger of showing favoritism based on external factors such as wealth. The Apostle James points out the irony of giving preference to the rich despite their oppression and blasphemy, while neglecting the poor who are often rich in faith. Now, friends, you know, as I don't need to remind you, that our world is still riddled with biases, often favoring the loud, the rich, or the influential. However, God's kingdom values are different. He looks at the heart. This passage challenges us not to be swayed by worldly values, but to treat all with equal love and respect. I want to learn that authentic faith doesn't play favorites. Instead, it pushes us to see others as God sees them, recognizing the inherent worth in every individual. In doing so, our interactions and judgments reflect God's heart. Two questions for reflection. One, in what ways might I unknowingly show favoritism or bias in my daily life? Two, how can I actively challenge and change these biases to align more closely with God's values? Lord, help us to see others through your eyes without prejudice or favoritism. Teach us to value every individual, recognizing that true worth isn't determined by worldly standards, but by your love. Guide us to live out a faith that champions fairness and love in every interaction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.